If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Gianni Di Giovanni.
And welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, well, there's absolutely one massive story that's going to overshadow everything else. Hollow Knight Silksong finally has a release date. Plus, we'll tell you about the other games announced at Gamescom, and journalist Chris Hansen goes after Roblox. Here is the news for Sunday, 24th of August. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Silksong.
Silksong.
After 8 years of waiting, the Australian-made Hollow Knight Silksong finally has a release date of September 4th, which is only a bit over a week away. We got to see a bunch of new locations, and in this game, you'll be playing as Hornet, ascending to the peak of a haunted kingdom using air vents and carts to travel the different areas. Hornet plays a little bit differently than the protagonist of the first game. Her moveset is a lot more acrobatic and fluid. There'll be over 200 different kinds of enemies and 40 bosses. They're definitely going all out with this one.
Now, the reason why there's over 200 different kinds of enemies and bosses is going to be pretty interesting to a lot of you. Adelaide's Team Cherry spoke to Bloomberg's Jason Schreier and co-founder Ari Gibson, said that there wasn't any particular delay that caused the game to get stuck, that they just were a small team and that games take a long time. But Gibson said that at one point he had to stop sketching new characters and locations because everything would end up in the game. The game originally started as DLC for the original Hollow Knight, but it's now been expanded to its own standalone game, and it's been, 8 years since it was first announced. Hollow Knight Silksong will be out on PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X, as well as the Nintendo Switch on the 4th of September. Gamescom Opening Night Live was held this week with a stack of news and lots of games to look forward to next year. First up, Australian developers Massive Monster revealed their next Cult of the Lamb DLC called Woolhaven. It's a massive expansion which includes new areas to explore, including a big mountain that we've seen in the game, and you'll have to protect your group from snow and blizzards. And they've introduced ranching, where you can breed rare animals that provide wool, warmth, and also food.
Battlestar Galactica is getting a new game called Battlestar Galactica Scattered Hopes from the team at Alt Shift, which has some strong FTL vibes if you remember that game. You'll be taking command of a fleet escaping the annihilation of the 12 colonies in this roguelike real-time strategy game, with the Cylons fully winning the war this time around.
And we love a good LEGO game. We've got another look at the new LEGO Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight. The game tells the stories of Batman's origins to fighting crime on the streets of Gotham, and that'll be out next year too.
Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 4 is the next sequel in the long-running real-time strategy series. There are four playable factions this time around in the campaign, including old fave Space Marines and the new skeleton robots Necrons.
And finally, Ron Gilbert, creator of Monkey Island, is back with a vertically scrolling pixel RPG called Death by Scrolling. The screen is always moving up as you battle through purgatory, so you better stay ahead of it if you want to make it through. There's also an Australian connection, Alyssa Black, who's based here, is working on the game with Ron.
There are stacks more to look forward to that were announced at GamesCon, and you can check it all out in our show notes. Former To Catch a Predator host Chris Hansen has confirmed he has been doing an investigation on child exploitation in Roblox and has already been interviewing both police investigators and victims. It comes after Roblox suspended a YouTuber named Schlepp from the site, who called himself a predator hunter and allegedly helped get six different people arrested. He then shared a cease and desist notice Roblox sent him and announced he had attained legal representation to fight Roblox actions.
Chris Hansen said that Schlepp will collaborate on the project. He's working with crime network True Blue, where there are rumors that the findings of this investigation will be released as a documentary called Predators. In a statement, Roblox said that any assertion that they would intentionally put their users at risk of exploitation is simply untrue, adding that no system is perfect and bad actors adapt to avoid detection. But if you think about it, there are many, 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 many cases of bad actors working inside Roblox. So it's probably a good thing that the magnifying glass gets placed against this game. Here's one for Kat. Moshi Monsters update. It's official. Mind Candy have reached their goal to bring back the popular title Moshi Monsters. Their original Kickstarter goal was aiming for around £250,000, which is approximately $520,000. It didn't hit its target. It was sabotaged by a malicious actor, so they created a second one with a new goal, much more achievable, £50,000, or around $105,000, and it's just hit its new goal in 6 hours.
Mindcandy has also teased new mystery stretch goals if they raise even more money. This phone and PC sequel will have new playable monsters like the Poppeteers and the Fizzbangs, as well as all the things we love from the first game, such as collecting moshlings, decorating houses, and playing mini-games. And it's expected to hit early access next year. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Get ready to raise animals, harvest crops, and grow your bizarre business in Story of Seasons Grand Bazaar. It's the latest game in this series, and it looks absolutely adorable. Help Zephyr's Town's Grand Bazaar return to the thriving market and town that it used to be by tending to your new farm, crafting rare delicacies, and selling them at your own stall. It releases on the 27th on Nintendo Switch and the 28th on PC.
Snake is back with Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater, a remake of the 2004 Metal Gear Solid 3. Jump back into the original game, but with new and improved graphics and audio that enhances the jungle and other iconic locations. It's out on the 28th on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S.
It's interesting. This game has recently been re-released as part of the Metal Gear Solid collection, but it's surprising how much games have moved on from 2004. This is one of the best Metal Gear Solid games before they got too incredibly weird. So it's definitely one to check out, and I'm excited to see this one when we get hands on it. Kirby and the Forgotten Land, a fave from the Nintendo Switch, gets its next-gen upgrade this week on the 28th. It brings with it a new expansion campaign, the Star-Crossed World, with upgraded graphics and new abilities. You can find that one exclusively on the Nintendo Switch 2 this week.
Out on the 29th is Davy X Jones. Play as the infamous pirate, but with a bit of a twist. After being betrayed, robbed, and beheaded, and sunk to the locker, you play as his body, Jones, and you work with the stubborn skull, Davy, in a revenge quest to face your nemesis, Blackbeard. Be the pirate you are meant to be when it comes to early access on PC this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Gianni DiGiovanni.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
If you like your videos vertical, we've been putting heaps up on our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. It's a really quick way to grab the top stories if you're already scrolling through. If you see them there, feel free to give us a heart and a follow. We are at SifterHQ on all those platforms.
Sifter is produced by myself, Naomi Jackson, who edited this episode, Kat Jahn, Carl Paletto, Adam Christou, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is the senior producer, and my co-host this week is Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Dave Lloyd from Melbourne's Power Hoof joins us to share The Drifter, a stylish point-and-click adventure game with some stunning pixel art inspired by pulpy thrillers.
I think I'll always be making adventure games because it's kind of where I came from as a developer as well. Draw this flow chart of like, okay, they're going to need to pick up a screwdriver from somewhere. Where could that be? And they've got to have that before they can do this next bit where they need the screwdriver. So, you know, kind of, and then trying to distill that into sort of almost a walkthrough slash to-do list of what has to go in the game. And every character's suddenly got to have a bit of an arc, and they've got to be multiple subplots for it to hold together. And I did my head in trying to work it all out.
You can get every episode of Lightmount for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. You can head to our website, sifter.com.au, or find it wherever you like to listen to podcasts.